The following program is pre-recorded. I always liked this song, Mary Youngblood and Walk With Me. We used it as a theme when we did some shows with Tony Gilbert on Tarot Cards. And those shows are still available, by the way. And we have a new show now with Tony Gilbert. She's a lady of light, for sure. So let's bring her on. She has a webinar we want to talk about and a few other things. Catch up with the life and times of Tony Gilbert. Good to have you on the show again. How are you?
Hi there, Jerry. I'm doing good.
How are things in Oregon?
Wet and green and sometimes sunny and lots of plants coming out of the ground here.
And, Tony, how are things with you? I hear you have a new book.
I have a new book coming out, and I have a webinar coming
up.
Since
you brought it up, let's talk about the webinar first. First of all, when is it? And are you going to do it on a regular basis?
Well, it depends on how many people I get to sign up for it. It's what a webinar is. Maybe we should talk about a little bit about what it is first for people who don't know what it is. It's a just you go online and sign up to you pay a small fee for this one anyway. This one's not free. And this one is from out of Australia, and it's called Global Spiritual Studies, the website. It's globalspiritualstudies.com. And this webinar, I don't know how it works exactly because I haven't even seen one yet, but I go online and talk and tell people about what my subject matter is. And
okay, Tony, when is it and what time
yes,
is it?
Yes, it's May 25th at 6 o'clock my time.
Well, that'd be 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific.
Okay. You probably have all that down. 45 minutes and then with 15 minutes question and answer.
And you're going to link to it from your homepage, right?
Right. Have you seen webinars?
Yes.
So it's kind of like a regular in-person seminar, something you would present in person, right? Only it's on the net.
It's linked to it on my homepage. On TonyGilbert.com, there's a red
yes.
box, and you just click on that information in that red box, and you're right there able to sign up for it. And the name of it is Introduction to Health is Expanding Consciousness.
Okay, we'll get back to that in a little bit. We want to make sure people know about it. But I want to find out about you. Are you still doing your alternative nursing?
Yes, I am. I'm probably going to let my nursing license go this year, but I'm still going to be doing my nursing because it's basically an alternative type thing.
Well, I don't guess you need a license, really. It's natural healing stuff.
No, I don't see the point in keeping my license any longer. I'm 64
wow,
this
64.
Year.
Wow, 64. Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the golden years.
Oh, they are, truly. I really like being older.
Now, Tony, let's talk a little bit about your book.
Yeah,
How many books have you written?
Well, I've got the one, Messages from the Archetypes, that was out in 2004, and that one was about using wellness counseling and tarot. Or tarot and wellness counseling.
Yeah, we did a series of shows on tarot card reading, and those shows are back on our website at TonyGilbert.com, at JerryPippin/TonyGilbert.com, and well, they can find it. Just put it in the search engine, you'll find it, and it's also on your website.
Oh,
I think.
Great. Yeah, I'm going to do some work on mine too. And then this book is called Gaining Archetypal Vision, and I write about what archetypes are, and then I help people see archetypes in their environment and in their selves, and It's a perspective that I've gained over about 30 years of working with archetypes.
Tony, I don't think I've ever asked you, but how did you get interested in this subject to begin
with? Oh, my goodness. I had a son that was killed when he was 3.5 years old.
An accident?
A car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so it threw me into a real depression. And so I had to really kind of, it was either a sink or swim type of thing. I was either go crazy or start getting well. And so as I healed myself, I learned a lot. And so I went to school to be a nurse, thinking that, you know, I'll just take this into the world, too. But there's a lot to it. I spent several years healing myself. It's like 7 years.
Well, you sound healed now.
I feel really good. Like you say, it's golden year time. I'm surrounded by grandchildren and one great-grandchildren.
Well, I have two grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, so I got you beat.
Yeah.
Got another one on the way.
Catch up.
Okay, let's talk about your book.
Uh-huh.
When is it going to be out?
The new book. I just got an email from my editor this morning. She said she loves the new book, and it will be out in the fall.
Yeah, we had fun doing those tarot card shows.
So you do it differently now, I think, than when we were doing it.
Yes, I do. I do mostly online readings anymore. Yeah, they were interesting, but the quality of tarot reading that you get on the radio isn't quite as good as you get when you're in private with somebody. And yeah, it's just I can do online sessions very well now that I've got some bugs worked out of it. And in the beginning, I would do online sessions just reading the cards on my end, but now I have the client buy a deck so that they have a deck on the other end so they can see the pictures too.
That probably works out pretty good, Tony.
Yeah, it does. Works a lot better.
Now, as a tarot card reader,
well, I'm a tarot counselor. There's a little bit of difference. I can read the tarot cards, and basically what you're reading, when you read tarot cards, you read to the client, and then you're kind of keep an eye on them and watch them for, and talk to them back and forth, you know, so make sure that you're on track. But as a tarot counselor, I show the card to the client, and I get their impressions and what's happening for them in the card first. And that way it's really easy to go and go from there and work with their issue. Works out much better.
So they can get all this information at TonyGilbert.com, right?
Right, right.
Are you expensive?
A little bit.
Okay.
Okay, let me... I don't have any tarot cards here, no deck of tarot, but... I guess I'll just ask you, what does the future hold for you?
What's in the future for me? Well, hopefully I'll stick around for a while. I don't know. I'm just kind of enjoying my time. You know, I have a garden and flower beds and grandchildren around me, I'm semi-retired with my practice. I have a office temple in my backyard that I work out of.
Is that kind of like a gazebo or something?
No, it's got walls and it's all insulated, and I have a little heater. You know, so it's a like 24x24 house. It has a bathroom and I have my computers in here. And
so you're talking to me right now from your office temple?
Yeah, I'm talking to you right now from my office temple. I think there's some pictures on my website under. You go to published articles, and then about Tony, there's an article in there about my office temple.
Why do you call it an office temple?
Well, because I do my meditative practices here, too, like prayer, meditation, yoga, and I do my sessions here, and my sessions are along spiritual lines as well.
So are you doing most of these sessions by phone now, Tony?
Both. Yeah, about half and half now.
Why don't you describe to me and for our listeners what you could do for someone? In other words, who out there would benefit from your services?
Well, any kind of crisis, you know, I am a part of the Spiritual Emergence Network, and sometimes people are in spiritual crisis. You know, they have something happen to them, you know, like I had happen with the death of my child. And, or they lose their job or something. It doesn't have to be quite that catastrophic, but it sends them into a crisis, and they're looking for answers. And so I help people with that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also wellness type things where people go to a doctor, find out they have cancer or some other kind of illness, and I help them work through things like that and provide them with some alternative tools to help.
And alternative help, are you basically talking about diet or what?
Well, no, I'm not a dietitian. I refer them to the hospital dietitian for that type of thing. I'm talking more psychological and spiritual counseling.
Tony, if people are only coming to you when they have problems, I mean severe health problems or an emotional crisis, I mean, this must wear on you.
No, I'm happy to do
it. So, you feel you can help just about anybody, I guess.
Yes, or at least refer them if I couldn't help them.
So what I'm getting at, Tony, is anyone that's had a tragic event, you could probably help them.
Right. Well, not necessarily tragic, but, you know, change in their life in some way that was being very difficult to handle and might need someone to talk to, or a challenge that they couldn't seem to surmount by themselves.
Tony, when we first came in contact, we were talking about alternative nursing almost exclusively, and I'm wondering about that. Is that more accepted now?
Oh, more. Definitely more, yeah.
You mean more mainstream doctors and nurses and hospitals embrace it?
I wouldn't say hospitals. I think hospitals are probably similar to universities. That, you know, it takes about 80 years for new ideas to get to the top of the ladder, which is universities and hospitals.
That's kind of the way it is here in broadcasting land, too. It's supposed to be an original, creative business, but nobody wants to do anything unless it's been tried before.
Yeah, well, if it's done over and over, then you're familiar with it, and then you get comfortable with it. That's just the way it goes when you bring in something
new. Tony, let's get back to the webinar. You want some people to do it with you so you can afford to do it more often.
Yeah.
So let's give a little sales pitch. Who are your potential customers, your potential viewers, your potential participants?
Well, I think just about anybody who is interested in growing themselves up or healing would be interested in what I have to say. I'm basically a teacher. I like to teach people how to do things for themselves. And this webinar is about using archetypal psychology to grow yourself up or heal. And what I mean by growing up is that we all grow, you know, as we not only grow as in our body, we grow in our mind and our spirit as well. And, you know, when we reach about 60 years old, 50 or 60 years old, we start to blossom a little bit. You know, and a lot of times people don't get to the blossoming part. You know, and so that's what I'm talking about.
So you're saying many of us have never really fully grown to our potential. We haven't grown up.
Yeah, they don't grow up, basically. Don't grow up to reach their full potential.
Well, how does one know that one hasn't grown up?
You don't feel good about yourself. You know, how many people do you know like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the biggest symptom. And things aren't working for you.
It sounds to me like you're really giving a key to people to be able to open their own door to inner peace.
Yes, I offer tools to help people do that. And the webinar is just talking about, you know, how I make my assessments and how I see people who come to me and how I can tell about things, and then I.
So you're pretty confident this webinar can actually help a lot of people, and if that's so, I hope you are able to continue.
Oh yeah, and I know it very well because I've lived it myself. I've grown myself up.
And they can register for it simply going over to TonyGilbert.com, and it's there on your homepage. Now, what's the subject matter? You had a title.
Introduction to Health as Expanding Consciousness. Right. And there will be a meditation at the end as well.
Now, how long have you been meditating, Tony?
Oh, I don't know, 30 years. But I don't do a lot of meditation, you know, deep meditation anymore. I basically my meditation is sitting by the window and looking out at the birds. And
well, I guess it's just a way for you to be in touch with your surroundings and your inner self.
Right. That's basically what I do these days. But I think in the beginning, people need to. To find peace in the first place, you need to search around inside, and that's what meditation is. I think people should make a connection to our Creator, through prayer, in whatever way they think that they should do it. I don't have any formula for people to make those kind of connections. I let people make their own connections, but then I recommend that they spend some time in meditation after prayer, and that is quite helpful.
Tony, when people come to you for treatment, for lack of a better term, do you recognize their changes right away?
Oh, right away.
And do you think they do?
Yes, because you when they come in feeling bad, they leave feeling good, because they usually leave or hang up, as the case may be. With an idea on how to where to go from here.
Tony, your work with someone listening that might get in touch with you, are they signing up for a lot of sessions?
Not usually for me. One or two sessions and people are on their way, and they might come back, here and there. But it's the way I do it, it's real short term.
The reason I brought that up, Tony, is I bet somebody out there is listening saying to themselves, yeah, I contact this woman, it's going to cost me a fortune. Well, that's not the way it works, is it?
No,
not with you, at
no,
least.
Because I use tools. I think when people go to a counselor and all there is talking, then there can be a lot of sessions. I use tools that help people gain insights, and that's basically what you want when you're in this kind of session, is you want insights. And so these tools can be given to them, and they take them home with them. So the tools that I offer can be used by them someplace else.
So actually, someone signing up for this webinar might actually get a head or a handle on how you do things and whether or not it's for them for more sessions or not.
Yes, exactly.
Now they can find out about the webinar once again on your homepage of TonyGilbert.com.
There's a box and it's red, and just click on that and that'll take you right to the place where you sign up for the presentation.
You mentioned sessions in person. I remember one time when we were doing the Tarot Cards show, we did one from San Francisco because you were there at a conference.
Yes.
Do you still go to conferences?
Well, I probably will go next year. There's, I can't remember, it was San Francisco Bay Tarot Symposium, I believe it's called. BATS, B-A-T-S.
I guess the reason I have the tarot card conferences is because there's more than one way to read tarot cards.
Oh, certainly. People bring to the tarot is a tool, and so it's like any tool. The artist brings. Well, it's like having a set of paintbrushes, and the artist picks up the paintbrushes and paints with them. It's the same thing with Tarot. When the Tarot counselor or the Tarot reader picks up the tarot cards, your session with that person is going to be different than it is than it would be for anybody else, because you know, a lot of the person's personality goes with the reading or the counseling. You know, their intuitive talents and psychic talents.
And once again, the way you do it these days is the person on the other end of the phone, they have their own set of tarot cards, their own deck. I guess there's more than one set of tarot cards. It's quite a
few. Yes, I offer several sets for people to use. There's around 1,000 decks available now. It's getting to be very popular.
Yeah, I understand.
And there's more and more new decks coming out, and sometimes they are just beautiful.
So I guess you have to keep up with all the new editions of tarot cards when they come out.
I don't have to, but I do keep an eye out just because I don't want to miss any good ones. And I have several decks. I have probably about 50 decks.
I have the one book out, Tony. How is it doing?
Yeah, Messages from the Archetype.
I mean, it's still for sale, right?
Yes, it's still available and it's still selling.
They can order it from your website?
Call Messages from the Archetypes is what I call insights from looking at the cards. You look at the card and you get insights from looking at those images, and those images are archetypes. Archetypal.
I think the main thing to stress here is the webinar. It'll be May 25th at 6 o'clock Pacific. And there's an archive for that, so if they miss it, they can go watch it later. And you'll have a link to that from your website, TonyGilbert.com. Anything else Tony would like to talk about?
I thought we were.
Well, good.
Well, you've been a busy girl. I thought you said you were semi-retired.
Well, I am. You know, I used to do a lot more than I do now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just recently quit all my volunteer activities. It's just got to be too much.
I know you've been a big booster of volunteerism all your life. I've always thought that was a good way to give people direction. A lot of people just don't have anything to do, you know. Volunteering to help out something makes you feel good all over.
I know. Oh, yes, volunteering for anything that interests you is a fun way to get out and meet people and do something for your community, too. I recommend it highly. And during the time that you're volunteering, you're learning learning new skills, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just kind of improving yourself.
Well, Tony, you know, over the years, I've come to know you pretty well, and your message really is almost biblical. In that, I mean, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Don't you agree?
I think that's true. Yes.
Once again, the webinar on May 25th at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Go to TonyGilbert.com to check it out. Tony, thanks for being on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's been good talking to you. I hope we can do it again.
We'll do it again sometime soon. Tony Gilbert. Check her out at TonyGilbert.com. Jane Swartley is our web producer. I'm Jerry Pippin. Thanks for listening. Until next time, cheers.